Clayton Douglas has been good enough to join us on the Early Mail. So of the two today, for the punters out there with me, a dollar to spend, what would you do?
Yeah, look, I'd be having something on Gronkowski today. I think he's ready to go.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Gronkowski, nicely rated by Jake Noonan, and goes on to win. Gronkowski won it by 2.5.
Well, that was a while ago. It's fair to say, with Super Bowl coming up on Monday, we need another Gronk. We need the Gronk to come up and get the job done for us today, because we haven't had a winner since last Tuesday, and that's distressing me greatly. So today is our day, and we've got one of our favourite tracks. We're at Maui Racing today. Paul Graham is the track manager, who does a hell of a job down there. He's on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you going this morning?
Going very well, thank you, sir. Nice to have you with us. How are we looking down there in Maui today?
Yeah, beautiful morning this morning. I've got the sun out and the full moon. It's all happening.
Oh, here we go.
It's a really, really nice day. We're expecting 26 degrees, 19K easterlies. Had a bit of rain during the week. We've had 30.5 mil fall. That was predominantly over the weekend. So we've come in at a good four. Penno's 5.29 and the rail's in through. So, yeah, this is a pickup meeting from Ballarat. So, yeah, that's five picked up so far this year for Murray, which is really good for the club.
Yeah, great, because was it last year there was a fair bit of rain that affected a few of the meetings?
Yeah. No, poor old Gary Glenn, they comped it, so we picked up a couple of theirs because they were just in, you know, it wasn't the track, it was just their surrounds were in flood. So yeah. We've been pretty lucky here, and, as we know, the water goes through the Strathair pretty well. So we're here for people.
just a lifeline. Just call on Paul at the Maui Racetrack.
Yeah, just at the Maui Racetrack, yeah.
So a good four, rail true. Penno was
5.29.
Sounds like a ripping day of racing on a great surface down there at Maui. Paul, we appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Daniel. Cheers, mate.
Good stuff, Paul Graham there at Maui. So, it's not much better surface for racing at the font you see there. 5.29, good for rail true. I think it's go time for us on the Early Mail. We need a winner. So, what have we done? We've gone to a Hall of Famer to get the job done for us. We call him Slabs around these parts. Benny Hayes is with us on the line on a Wednesday morning. Good morning, Benny.
Morning. Good to be back.
Great to have you back. We never lose at Maui, Benny. We never lose. Are you confident you can get us one today?
You put some pressure on me.
There's enormous pressure on you.
Oh.
We've got SMSs listening, getting involved already.
Quietly hopeful.
Righto. Well, I think there's more to it. When you're quietly hopeful, I'm just about locking it in, the way you talk, you hazers. When you're hopeful, they win. So let's start. You've got three for us. Race one, number three, Must Go, is on debut today, and All Too Hard Gelding in the two-year-old affair. What can you tell us about Must Go?
So he's been a quiet achiever for the stable. He's really improved with every jump out he's put in his last jump out in particular, really caught our eye, so we thought he was ready to go to the races, and he's at nice odds, nice each way odds, and I definitely think he's a great top three chance, and wouldn't surprise me if he runs really well. He must to get a good run from barrier three. Stackhouse is very good at riding two-year-olds, and I expect him to be very competitive up.
Righto, that's a good little push. 9.50 for the win, so we'll get about 2.50 or something for the place there. Each way odds there for race one, number three, Must Go on debut. Race six, number six is first up today. Grenoble, who is in a very small field, only a six in the field, Benny, so we've got to be half a chance here. Inside gate for Mickey D, is that suit?
Yes, so this is an import we got from overseas from Darren Thomas and partners. Really, we're happy with him, but I think the mile personally kicking off at benchmark 70 level might be a little bit on the sharp side. And barrier one, he's going to get a lovely run, but being a small field, it could easily turn into a sentence sprint. And he's probably looking for a more genuine run race. So I think he'll run well, and I think he's a top three chance, but he might be just out sprinted a bit over a mile first up.
So have you got an opinion that there's something down the line for him? Obviously, this is the first in the campaign for you guys. Is there something that you've got your eye on?
We'll go run by run, but I think he'll be a nice hippie running in those open Saturday class races, those nice staying races, hopefully. Deeper into his prep.
Right, so let's keep an eye on that today. Race six, number six, Grenoble. Then your last one is a very important one. Race eight, number three, Mount Nasico, is jumping out of barrier seven today. Third run in this campaign at the 1,200 metres. Barrier seven, with Mickey D in the saddle again. I need this for a reason. I'll tell you that shortly, but what do you think?
I like him. His last start was a forgive run. Things just didn't go right and he just didn't finish off. He was fantastic first up. He had a hard run second half and now he's nice and fit. Barrier 7 is a race where I think he should be able to roll across and slot in quite well. And he's probably our best for the day, Hart.
So, all right. This is good.
Got to have a go.
This is good for us. 5:50 the early markets at tab.com.au for race 8, number 3. It is our early mile selection. And it's part of the Breakfast Club Multi, which we've got on the Tab app these days. Benny, we've got three horses. Race 6, number 5. Race 7, number 3. Race 8, number 3. $11 the Tab have put it up as the Breakfast Club Multi. They've all got to finish top 2 for our punters out there. So if you want to press the button on the app or the website, you can get $11 for it. 6, 5, 7, 3 into 8, 3 to finish top 2 at Mowi today. But for the Hayes Camp, it is race 8, number 3 is our best today. Ben, I hope there are slabs on the way home.
Let's hope so. I enjoy a slab.
Who doesn't? Good on you, mate. Have a great day.
See you guys. Bye.
Benny Hayes with us, part of the Hayes training combination, who are going gangbusters. I'm going to keep an eye on that first starter, too, in the first race. Race 1, number 3 must go. But race 8, number 3 is our early mile selection. $5.50 for the spreadsheet, Prez. If you're listening, and yes, a yellow card for Matt Kamani yesterday after his effort for us. That was no good for us. I'll tell you what is good for us. Johnny Bowden with a new